Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take you up to Flowery Branch and talk to our Falcons insider, Kelsey Conway, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Kelsey.
Morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm great.
So what players are they saying about, you know, like Calvin Ridley and Matt particularly are saying about the plan to put a complete game together this weekend?
Well, I thought what Matt Ryan said in his press conference yesterday was really telling of where this team's at. I know that they are 1-5, and it pretty much seems to everybody from the outside that, you know, the season could be over, but that's not how they're viewing it at all. Matt Ryan said, I know that it hasn't started how we've liked, but I have full confidence that we can get this thing turned around. And I talked to Calvin Ridley and a couple other players, and I said, do you guys feel like you really can? And there is true belief in that locker room that they can get on a long winning streak, but they know, they've all said, it has to start with us playing a complete game. And Calvin Ridley said, you know, we just need to play a complete game on all sides of the ball. And I kind of asked, I said, well, are you happy that you guys have at least played better offensively the past two games? And he said, no, it doesn't matter. We haven't even played our best complete game offensively. So they know what they need to do. And I think if there's ever a chance to do it, it's these next two games at home and kind of get some momentum as you head into your bye.
Talking with Kelsey Conway, AtlantaFalcons.com, a reporter, and of course she is joining us from Flowery Branch. And Kelsey, you know, I think about, you know, the team playing well at times, and you're right, it's a complete game. They play well at times, but they really haven't. The best game they played from beginning to end, obviously, was the Philadelphia game. And what happened to that kind of attitude they had? Because you just talked about it at length. You know, and they had this attitude in the Philadelphia game that we see sporadically. It's not that they're not playing hard, but we haven't seen it much. And that goes to Dan Quinn and his message and whether it still sort of resonates within the team right now.
Well, speaking to that attitude, when I mentioned I talked to Calvin, the first thing he said was, we know we have to throw the first punch. And the Falcons did that last week. You know, they went down, they scored on their first offensive drive, and it looked like it was going to be a game where they can, you know, have some momentum and carry it through. But what the Falcons need to do moving forward is they can't have those drives where they go three and out because they have a penalty on first down and it knocks them back to first and 20. And they've got to be able to find a way to get off the field on defense so that they can start creating some momentum and put together some back-to-back drives that end in touchdowns. I think that's the biggest thing this team needs. And if you guys remember, you know, the years when this offense has been really successful and has essentially carried the team, they've been able to put up back-to-back scoring drives. And kind of just like we've seen what other teams have done to the Falcons, they were able to get such a big lead early that it felt like the game was over before the other team could even really do anything. And I think that's what this Falcons team needs. And if they're able to have a game where they can really, like Calvin said, throw the first punch and keep playing that way throughout the game, I think it could really do a lot for the morale in the locker room. And who's to say what's to come if they're able to do that? But we know if is the big question right now.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to Kelsey Conway, Falcons team reporter. Why can we expect to see more Kendall Sheffield this Sunday?
Yes. Dan Quinn said he was really pleased with the way Kendall Sheffield played in his first start, and he said he expects to see him continue to get more reps. And Desmond Trufant hasn't practiced yet this week, and DQ said he's just not there yet. So it looks like we'll be seeing more Sheffield on the outside this week, and they're trying to get Leedy Ray Wilson back this week, but they're just going to monitor his status. But it seems like we'll be seeing more of the rookie, and you guys saw it too. He played well. It wasn't, he didn't see as many targets, of course, as Isaiah Oliver, but he did what they wanted him to do. They wanted him to be strong in his fundamentals and techniques, and he was exactly that.
Talking with Kelsey Conway, she's the reporter for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can read her articles at AtlantaFalcons.com, great website. And, of course, we're getting a bit of a preview of the Rams and the Falcons. Now, the Rams come in struggling, defending NFC champions, but struggling in their own right. They've lost three in a row, scored only 7 points last week against what is arguably the best defense in the NFC, though, in San Francisco. Jared Goff held to 78 yards. This matchup with the Rams and the Falcons is going to be, I think, decided by can the Rams offense get healthy against this Falcons defense like others have. But it certainly is intriguing to see what Jared Goff might be able to do against the Falcons defense and how the Falcons defense might dial up something differently, isn't it?
You know, when I was previewing this game, on paper it seems the Rams are clearly the favorite. And, of course, they're 3-3, so why wouldn't they be? But when I look back at the 2017 matchup against the Falcons and Rams in that wild card playoff game, the Falcons were able to run the ball against the Rams, and their ability to get Devontae Freeman in the run game going, it completely negated what Aaron Donald was able to do. And you guys know how much of a factor he can be. He didn't even have a sack on Matt Ryan in that game. And the Falcons were able to play well enough offensively. The Rams had a couple of special team issues that caused the game to go a little bit lopsided. But the Falcons were able to do what they want to do on offense. And you mentioned what Jared Goff can do offensively and how that will factor into what the Falcons defense can do. But I still think if the Falcons play their best complete game offensively, if the defense can just make a few stops, I actually like the Falcons in this matchup because I think the Rams defense can't keep up with all the weapons the Falcons have on offense. And if they're able to utilize all of them and get the play action going like they want, I like this matchup for the Falcons against this Rams team. And I think the Rams haven't found their stride yet. I think they're a really good team, but if they don't have Todd Gurley, they're a completely different team.
All right, we appreciate Kelsey Conway. We look forward to seeing you a little bit later today, Kelsey.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Forward to your insight.
See
Thanks.
You guys later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.